We were discussing previously the position of the Aruch HaShulchan that when evaluating Paritz versus Omeid, you look at the entire Hekef, the entire perimeter of the enclosed area, and not at every individual. There's one piece in the Aruch HaShulchan in the next segment that I hadn't noticed previously, which I think sheds more light on the scope of the Aruch HaShulchan's intention that we were discussing previously. The Aruch HaShulchan there is working off, this is in Shin Samach Gimel Sif Yizayin. Shin Samach Gimel Yizayin, I sent you an email yesterday to look at this passage in the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't know if you did yet. So he's talking about the Gemara there that weighs in on the question of whether Lafi is Misham Mechitz or Lafi is Misham Heker. Focus by Korah also earlier, right? That if you have a Mavi that's Nitar Belafi or Korah, how does that Lafi function? How does the Korah function? So within the position there that Lafi Misham Mechitz or Korah Misham Heker, that the effect of a Lafi in, let's say, a Mavi Mefulash, if you hold that Gimel Mechitz is Daraisa, so if you have two long sides on either end of the Mavi that are solid, and you put a Lafi on the third side, that creates a Rishis Yachim in a Torah, such that if you throw something from Rishis Arabin into that Mavi, you're now going to be Chayiv. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Tosis Yishanim there, and you base on a base that has the following line. Tosis Yishanim asks, Vim Tomar, Heicha Salka Daitach to Lafi Mishum Mechitza. How could it be that Lafi is Mishum Mechitza? Then in that situation where you have two solid walls, and the third wall is Nikaf only by Lechi, that could create a Shisayachid Daraisa. Ha'agmere Rachmanu Lamosha lo Tifrat Ruba. So don't we know that Paris Meruba is an insufficient Mechitza? So in that third wall, isn't that clearly Paris Meruba? All you have is a Lechi, and the rest of the opening, the rest of the entrance into the Mavoi, is all Paris. That's the Tosis Yishanim's Kasha. And he answers, the Shema B'mechitza Gimel Odalid Lo Agmere. So maybe that, call it Halacha Mashmisina, if you will, that din, that Lo Tifrat Ruba, that Paris Ruba is ineffective, maybe that wasn't stated in the context of the third or fourth wall. Akan Vitos Tishanim on Yud Beis Amud Beis. Okay? So how would you explain that Tosis Yishanim?
Two walls of the...
You have two... The kasha was, how can you tell me that the Lafi is Mishum Mechitza? Isn't it Paritz Meruba on that side?
Right.
So what kind of Mechitza is that? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the nearly niyasaiti dal pima shekasav in the siman hakodesh, based on what we discussed earlier, the paritz ka'omei chashvinen b'kolel b'chol mechitzas, that we evaluate paritz ka'omei based on the aggregate. Asi shapir v'haynu d'min ha'torah tzarek gilam mechitzas. Min ha'torah, all you need is gilam mechitzas. And how do we calculate what constitutes Gimel Mechitzas to create a Shesiyach in Min HaTorah? Well, Behem Sarach Liyos B'Kolel Paris Ka'ome. So those Gimel Mechitzas have to be at least Paris Ka'ome or Omein Ruba Paris in the aggregate. So if you have two solid walls that are more Omeid than the third wall, which is Paris, then you have Rishis Ayachid Min HaTorah. Then why do you need anything on the third wall? Miu Davar Mu'ad Sarech B'chol Mechitza. So that's what I was trying to figure out in the Aruch HaShulchan last time, but he sheds light on it here, that even if it's true that we look at Omein Ruba, the aggregate, but there is a minimal amount of Omei that you need in every side. Miu Davar Mu'ad Sarech B'chol Mechitza. So even if I have Omein Ruba, let's say I'm looking at three walls to create a Shesayachim in the Torah. So even if I have Omein Ruba, that the two walls are totally solid, and the third wall is totally Paritz, but there's much more omen than paris. That's not good enough, because I need at least something that could constitute a mechitza on the third side. So you need at least a lechi on the third side. That in the aggregate, those three sides, those three mechitzas are omin meruba, even though the third side, aside from that lechi, is totally parts. Vafilu you ace appearances with mechitzas at sudden, the apparis ka ome. In the appearances in the two walls, as long as you have omi ruba, you're good. Vim the emesia yosia lefia cheshmet yom mechitzas en rishis ayachid. And if there's more parts, then it won't be rishis ayachid. Vulai zeo kavanus tazdishanim. So maybe that's what tazdishanim meant, that we don't say parits ruba la ome, we don't say lo tifrit ruba, beruach. So he's saying that maybe what the Chazal Yishanim meant, Mechitzas Gimel Adad Lo Agmarei, that if you're looking, there's no din of Paris Mubal Omeid in the Mechitzas Gimel, Mechitzas Adad, whatever constitutes the Rishis Hayachid and of itself, you have to look at the whole picture. So even if that Mechitzas Gimel Adad is Paris Meruba, as long as you have a Lechi there to constitute a baseline Mechitza, if in the whole perimeter is Omeid Meruba, that's a good hekef, and that will create a rishis hayakid min ha-Torah.
So,
everyone agrees there, so you can either have on the third side a majority or a
lechi? Everyone agrees, well, that's a Mishnah, right. If you hold Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa,
it's an explanation.
I'm sorry?
It's an explanation, everyone agrees.
It's an explanation to why that should, right, meaning, okay. How do you, the Tov Yishanah doesn't kash in the Gemara. It's Mavur from the Gemara, at least within Rav Zeira there, that if Lachi, Machlokas was a Lachi Mishim Lachis, Lachi Mishim Korah, that at least within Rav Zeira, that Lachi Mishim Haka, Lachi Mishim Mechitza, but at least within Rav Zeira, that Lachi Mishim Mechitza, you have to deal with the Tov Yishanah's kash.
So when the focus is only on that's
so what Machlokas?
Machlokas between whether you go by
a row,
the whole thing,
or
you go by each row. It's only
about this regard to that, he's saying.
That's
just a completely different
issue.
Oh,
sorry.
What's
this? What's
that?
Oh, sorry.
Less
than omid. Or the third side. Sorry. Sorry. Parts to omid? Not parts to omid is. That's the only place in Chogos.
You mean the Machlokas Achronim? Machlokas Aruch Hashem Mishim Guru? Right.
Yeah.
So.
That's only here.
So if you have. Which is what you were saying.
That's what we were saying last time.
That Evan will agree that if you have. Everyone will agree that if you have two solid mechitzos, l'man d'amar gil mechitzos d'raisa, if you have two solid mechitzos and the third mechitza is a lechi, Evan will agree, at least within Reb Zeira, that that is a rishis hayachid d'raisa, but you may require more to be able to hetzer tilta, which is what you were saying last time, right?
On the fourth.
Right. According to
Rashi said
each side individually. Oh yeah, correct. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have
the partnership was bigger right from what, which case here? Because you could theoretically, let's say it's square, it's 10 by 10 by 10, two of your walls are six, right? Six here, six right. here, and then you have a, or six here, and right. right here, right?
Right.
And then
right.
So you need 40 is the would be the total, and all you have is 12. What is it? So in the aggregate, you don't have Meruba.
Yeah, here we're talking about
this case.
Here we're talking about the definition. This is what Zach started us with when we first put the off the shelf, which is correct, that you have to presumably distinguish, or at least you have to get your bearings. When we're talking about creating, which is definitely the Torah, talking about creating a Hetzer Tilta L'maisa, right? So here we're talking about the fourth wall is no concern if you're talking about creating a Hetzer Tilta Rosh Hashanah after the Raisa. And in order to create... we're talking about the Rosh Hashanah context here, the Tzavzi Shem Adafi days, is one makes this into Rosh Hashanah after the Raisa. So if I have a Mavi Mefulash, and these are two solid walls, and over here I have a Lachi in the third side, everything else here is paritz, and the Ruach HaBiyis is totally paritz, right?
Yeah.
So as long as I have these two solid sides in a lachi, and even if the solid sides are 6 versus 4, I mean, even if I have 4 paritz and...
6 only.
And... 6 omeh, just to illustrate that way.
Okay.
Right? So then, with this lafi, then that's still a rishis sayachim in atar. That's the context of the Tazi Shem's kasha and the afi beis, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is coming to answer based on his yisod. Right? So if you don't...
The aggregate I'm looking at is
1, 2, 3. Okay, right, so the numbers aren't good. It would have to be that the two... the omega here are more than this part is 2.
Like
sorry?
Right, we have to be... The numbers are wrong. Correct. The two omega here would have to be more than the part is here.
No, but he's the aggregate man, so he wants the you need 20 or 21 in aggregate.
Correct, you're right.
So you can't have the
right. Yeah, so numbers are wrong. So you would need, let's say this is 10.
So
let's say that's 10.
4, 2, and 4.
So you would need
4, 2, and 4. 16 versus
right.
12.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you need that. Now if you right, this is 16 versus 14. 16 omid versus 14 parts. Now, according to the other Achronim, we don't have this yisod of the Aruch HaShulchan, transposing back to this more theoretical question, the Moran Daf Yudeis, and Tazi Shana's Kasha, so they would have to count for, and have to think through what the answer would be, they'd have to count for, in their opinion, if you have omid here and omid here, but if this is Rov Parits, then if lachi mishum mechitza, how does that create a mechitza beruach shlishis or beruach revius? That's the Tazi Shem's kasha. So if you don't say lachi mishum, you have to figure out what the answer is going to be. Again, we're not worried about the foresight here because we're talking about what's creating mishis yachad deraisa l'mad davar gevul mechitza deraisa.
When does it work for foresight?
It'll be relevant for the foresight, but we're talking about creating a hetzer tilta l'maisa. In order to create a hetzer tilta, you have to be mukaf mechitzas on all four sides.
But it still needs to be rov.
Correct. So that's what you were pointing out at the beginning, that there are two different topics here, and we have to cheshbon each one separately. One is creating rosh hashanah deraisa, and the other one is creating a hetzer tilta lemaisa. So what this latter Aruch HaShulchan points out is, I think, supports what you were saying last time, that these are two. The Aruch HaShulchan will say for both, but they're different calculuses.
So, basic halacha, there's a distinction between the one, the Rosh Hashanah Tilto and Rosh Hashanah Midraisa?
That's definitely true. That's true. That's true regardless.
All right, now I'm getting confused. Now, in other words, in both cases, you have a true siyaka deraisa.
Right.
In one case, you have an issue with your
button. Correct.
Okay.
Right. Fine. So that was just Tosafos and what we discussed before. Yeah.
So according to the opinion, that you look at each wall, this halacha deraisa never comes up.
According to the opinion that you look at each wall, then you have to answer the Tosi Shonim's Kasha. I'm not sure the answer.
Once you make three sides,
right.
The majority is omeh,
right.
It's good
there, right? Once you make, correct, but how will you answer Tosi Shonim's Kasha? If Lachim is Shemachisa, then how can this be Machisa if it's Paris Ruba?
Yeah.
Right?
According to.
You don't say Lodarach HaShochan. Right?
Yeah.
And what's the answer to Tosi Shonim's Kasha?
They say this is good Darabonah and Daraisa.
This is good Daraisa. Or at least this is good Daraisa.
And the answer is one Daraisa, one Darabonah.
What do you mean?
No,
the Lamad Darabonah Lachim Mishem Mechitza, it's clear from the Gemara and Daf Yabez that if I put a Lachim here, I've created a Shaseyachid Daraisa, even though this is Paritz Meruba. Mm-hmm. That's the Kasha that Tosi Shonim's addressing. His answer is, you're not bothered by Paris Meruba on the third and fourth side. So why? The Aruch HaShulchan explains why his way, but if you don't say like him, then you have to figure out why you wouldn't say Paris Meruba on the third side otherwise.
You're worried about Daraisa on the first and second side?
We're talking about what creates a Rishis Hayachid Daraisa. Right? So if a Lechi on the third side creates a Rishis Hayachid Daraisa, how does that operate if you assume, again, this is the Kasha presupposes what we pointed out as the Machlokas we've shown him, that Paris Meruba is a problem in Min HaTorah, right? If Paris Meruba is only a problem midirabbanan, so then that's not a Kasha, right? So the question Tosafos Shonim presupposes that Paris Meruba is a problem, the Raisa, which we pointed out, the Mashmal Satosan Daf Yod, that's the Machlokas Yishon.
So you could say Omeid Meruba Paris is a problem, the Raisa, on the third and second side. But there's obviously the same third and fourth side, it's not a problem.
Right, now the Tosi Yishon, again, the Tosi Yishon doesn't seem to be saying the Raisa versus the Rabbanon in his answer. So you still have to address, if you assume that Paris Meruba is a problem in a Torah, you'd have to address the Tosi Shonim's Kasha otherwise, or figure out why you distinguish between the third side and the first and second sides. Okay, let's move on. We were last. Excuse me. We were last talking about the din of Asi Avira. The Tosas and Daf Yubeis of Yubeis, Dibur Maskel the Etzba Ayim, the bottom of Yudam Yubeis. Tosas Yudam Yubeis.
Okay, just a second.
Yeah.
If we're saying Mishum Mechitza, isn't it just like it's Gilu, it's completely
Sussel? But what? How does that work? What's the mechanism?
Well, I mean, that's what the language seems to indicate. Mishum Mechitza. Yeah, it has the status of a Mechitza, so then.
So what gives the status of Mechitza? Okay, so that's how does that work independent of Klalei Mechitza? Okay, so the direction will be along those lines. Fine. Okay. Tosas Yudam Abeis Yudam Askel Etzba Ayim assumes, he quotes a Ritzva, that in the context of Tumah, the Or Asla, the toilet seat. So he assumes that you don't say Asi Avira when it comes to Avir Me Alma, meaning Asi Avira is only relevant if I have Avir within the confines of an enclosed area. But Avir on the outside doesn't pose a problem. So if this is my enclosed area, so I could say Asi Avira if the Avir is part of the enclosed area, over here and here, but I wouldn't say Asi Avira from the outside. So Avir from outside of the enclosed area isn't part of the cheshbon of asi avira. The Tosafos Rabbeinu Peretz is bothered. The Rashba himself asks his kasha on daf Yud Amud Beis in the middle of the Emsa Dibur B'Inami. And the Tosafos Rabbeinu Peretz has it on Tes Zayin Amud Beis Dibur Baskel Imoki. So they're bothered by the mission of the Gemara daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. That was the sugya that we discussed earlier of Mechisa Shesi below Arev and Arev below Shesi. So the Gemara there in Daf Tezayin and Mebeis talks about Asi Avira in the context of an Arev Mechisa. And you have a Mechisa that's made of horizontal strips. So they have to be within loving of each other. And the Gemara in that context raises the concern of Asi Avir Mehagisa, which refers to the Avir over here, as well as the Avir on top of the uppermost Arev string of the Mechisa. So the Gemara there discusses Asi Avir in the context of this Avir and this Avir, even though this Avir sounds like it's Me'alma. This Avir is not part of the enclosed area. It's above the uppermost Arev material. That's the kasha that the Tosafos Rabbeinu Peretz raises with the Shitas HaRitzva, the Rashi and Arsug as well. And the answer the Rabbeinu Peretz quotes the Ritzva himself that the case of Mechisas Arev is different, because since in principle we assume that Rishas Sayachid Ola Ad L'Rakia, that if you have a lachically acceptable Mechisa, that Mechisa is viewed as going Ad L'Rakia, so the Avir above the uppermost Arev section, even though it looks like it's Me'alma, is not really halachically Me'alma, it's part of, it's enclosed, or part of, it's hit by the Rishas Sayachid that's Ola Ad L'Rakia. So that's not really considered Avir Me'alma, and therefore that's not Akasha on the position of the Ritzba. That is what Rabbeinu Peretz says in Daf Tesayin, and what the Rashba says in Arsuga and Daf Yud Amud Beis. Just in terms of the application of Mechitas Arev L'Maisa and Asi Avira, take a look at the Mishnah Brura in Shin Samach Beis Sifkata Nun. Shin Samach Beis of Kata Nun. Mishnah Berurah writes, Da, Dechol Mechitza Sarach Shelo Yehei B'Tachtiso Chalal Shelo Shetvachim. That every mechitza cannot have a cavity of three tzvachim underneath, meaning that it has to be within lavud of the ground. Skipping the brackets, v'chein im a mechitza hayolamata gova shisha tzvachim. Let's say the mechitza is six tzvachim tall on the bottom, v'hirchit shlosha tzvachim shleimim, and then you have a space, a horizontal space of three tzvachim. And then you have another strand that's one tefach wide that goes horizontally on the top. That also doesn't work. If you have a mechitzas arev that is six tefachim tall over here, this is all solid, and then you have a space of three tefachim, and then you have another arev section That's one tefach. So even though it's only Ruba La Paritz, you have seven tefachim of solid and three tefachim of paritz, but you still say, Asi Avir, the high gisa, the high gisa, the high gisa on the top, and that's Mevatel, this one tefach area, and then you have more paritz than Omei. Then he goes on. The chain im asa lamata betachtisa gimel tfachim, the chain lamala gimel tfachim. Let's say you have three on the bottom and three on the top. Ubeemsa nisha rocha dala tfachim chalal, and then you have a space of four tfachim in the middle. So you have three solid, four open, and three solid. Even though you have a total omeid of six tvachim, three and three, and the three on top and the three on the bottom is more than the four in the middle, lo havi mechitza, the asi avir delamalav avir dalat tvachim shebemsa umavali lei lashlosha tvachim. There again, you say asi avir the high gisa the avir on the top of the rakia. The avir in the middle, and that's mevatel the three omeid on the top. Okay, so far so good. Aval im asalamala arba tvachim, but let's say you have four solid tvachim on top. Ubitachtiso shloshet tvachim, and then you have three beneath that that are open. Sorry, and then three on the bottom are solid. So you have three solid on the bottom, four solid on the top. Ubeem sanish or gimel tvachim chalal. In the middle, you have three tefachim that are open. Bazel lo arminan da avirin mevali le la arba tefachim omeid shalamalo. So there, Mr. Brewer says, if you have three on the bottom and you have four on the top and you have three over here in the middle. So the halal is gimel, and you have four on the top and three on the bottom. So there we don't say as avir. Why not? Sha'acharei shehu meruba al ha'avir shetachtav. Since the four on the top is more than the three avir in the middle, ein yochol ha'avir levalo. So then the avir on top of the four can't be mevatel it. The other rabbi, havir batel legabe. Other rabbi, you say the avir in the middle is batel to the four and the three. Ki lusasim kula damya. Okay. Vihine. So that nakuda about how to calculate asi avir in that situation, we're going to come back to in a short while. Vihine bezad siyur shet siyarnu. Ha'omeid meruba ala paritz, the paritz ka'omeid, lo mishkachas la ba'arif. So you don't have a real case of omeid meruba ala paritz and paritz ka'omeid in arif. K'mo shekasamnu v'ber alacha. What does that mean? So now take a look at the ber alacha, paritz ka'omeid. Ayin mishan brura, b'mashik asamnu, Kalinyan Arev lo mishkachasa. Via ve'er divarai. Hine. After bevesi yosef kasav levayer divayator. To after be gemara ayri le'inyan Arev ve'omein ruba laparitz. So the gemara talks about omein ruba laparitz in the context of omeid, where I have more omeid than paritz by a mechitzas Arev. Mikamakam lefimai the anan kaimelan the paris keomeid namishari. Since we assume that paris keomeid, we assume like our papa that paris keomeid is mutter 50-50. Huadin ba'ariv nami dinahachi. So by ariv also, if it's 50-50, that's going to be mutter. Aval ba'al karchach e efshar lomer came. But in practice, you can't say that you'll have paris keomeid by ariv. Why? Because what's that case where you're going to have paritz ka'omeid by arev? Dimaya paritz ke'oneid ukegon sha'asa lamala pas shel gimel umechsa tvachim v'achalal na'ami gimel umechsa tvachim ulamata pas shel gimel tvachim yibila fachi ein mechisa klau. So let's say your theoretical case of paritz ke'oneid is where you have 3.5 solid on the top, and then 3.5 halal underneath that. So lo nuchal lahatir b'zeh machmas paris ga'omeid. So you can't evoke paris ga'omeid there. Dekein sheyish avir lamala mei apasa elyon ad l'rakia arminan asi avir dagisa dagisa umevalu leila pas. So in a case where you would theoretically have applied paris ga'omeid by arev, you run into the problem of asi avira. V'dafka ba'omin ruba laparitz kigon shaya pas arba ube'emsa shalosh avar mina asi avira. So practically speaking, there's no case where it's going to work that you have paritz ka'omeid that's going to be mutter, because every tzir that you would construct as paritz ka'omeid, you have asi avira the hagisa the hagisa. Right, when it comes to Mechitza Sarif. That's just the Mishnah Berurah Sa'ara, that practically speaking, you can't have a case of Paris Ka'omeid by Mechitza Sarif. Okay, so the position of the Risba that we just mentioned in Tosfos, again, is that when we talk about Asi Avir the Hagisa the Hagisa, it doesn't apply to Avir Me'alma. We're only concerned about the Avir that's within the enclosed structure. There is a tshuva of the Ma'aril in Hilchos Tzitzis, of all places, that seems at first glance to assume not like this Ritzba. The Ma'aril is quoted in the Magen Avraham in his Hakdama to Simen Tezayin and Arachayim. Magen Avraham, Simen Tezayin and Arachayim. It's the tshuva of Ma'aril Chadashos, Simen Dalid Os Beis. Okay, Chuvas Maril Chadasha, Simon Dalit Osbeis. The Maril says that when you're constructing, when you're making tzitzis, the dagger for tzitzis, you have to make sure that the corners, this is the open neck looking down, you have to make sure that the corners of the beged are wider than the open area for the neck. My artistic talents are limited to drawing with Jesus. But you can visualize your beged, so the area, the hole for the neck to go in, it has to be less avir than the sides of the beged on either side. Because if you're going to have more avir than kseifayim, you're going to have a problem of asi avira. Lashon Ma'aril. Morizal diptek lasos hakseifayim rechavos. That's what we call broad shoulders. Delo asi avir the hagisa umevatale. To avoid a problem of asi avira. Vela samach al omen meruba mibeiz ruchos. And he didn't want to rely on the fact that it's omen meruba mibeiz ruchos, that the sum total of the two seifayim would be more than the avir for the neck. He was makbid that each one of the seifayim be wider than the area of the neck. And he invokes asi avir dagisa dagisa as the reasons. That sounds like it's against the ritzva, because he's assuming that the avir me'alma, the avir on the outside of the beged, is going to join forces with the avir in the neck hole to be mevatel the seifayim. So the master Sashakal, that Magen Avraham there in Hilchos Tzitzis and Tesayin, says that no, the Maharil didn't really mean that literally. He's not talking about Asi Avira. In a literal sense, it's a borrowed term. And what the Maharil is concerned about is that it should have a Torah's Benet. That if you have just like a strap, a shoulder strap for the Seifayim, then that doesn't have a Torah's Beged. It has to be a significant width to make it into a Beged. But not that there's a din of Asi Avira when it comes to Tzitzis. L'maisa the Chazon Ish in Siman Beis Os Tes thinks that you should be machmir for this Maharil. Siman Beis Os Tes. The Chazon Ish thinks that the Maharil really meant not Asi Avira per se, but Omin Rubim Mibeis Tzadim. That he's assuming that Omin Rubim Mibeis Tzadim doesn't work, meaning if you have, let's say, the Tsefayim are 3 Tzvachim wide, 3 inches, whatever. Let's say the Tsefayim are 2 Tzvachim wide each, and the neck hole is 1 tefach. That's not realistic, but for argument's sake. So then you don't say omeid. Let's say each side, the tefachim are 1.5, and the neck hole is 2. So you don't say omeid ruv mishnei tzadim. You don't say that the 1.5 and the 1.5, which is a total of 3. Is more than the 2 in the middle. And that's what you have to be concerned about. So the Chazon Ish understands that it is an issue as far as Hilchos Mechitza, but it's not a problem of Asi Avira, because in a Chanami, Avira Me'alma doesn't pose a problem, but it is an issue of Omim Ruba Mishnei Tzadim. Okay. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, Chelik Beis Siman Peites, or Chayim Chelik Beis Siman Peites. He was asked, written to his son, to Rav David, about an Erev in Seagate, Brooklyn. So, one of the descriptions presented is that in one of the entrances, there was a fence surrounding most of the area. And in one place, there was an opening where, let's say it was a 20-yard opening. And the middle was a base shahr, and the middle was a little guard post that was less than 4 amos wide. So there's a much longer fence over here on either side, but there's a pierce in the middle that's 20 amos, but in the middle of that pierce there's a base shahr. So do I say Asi Avira so that this Avir or this Avir is mevatel the base shahr? And then I have a pierce yasser meyasser. Even though it's a long wall that's mostly solid, but if I have a pierce yasser meyasser in the middle, that's a problem. So even though I have a base shahr over here, if I say asi avir the hagisa, that's mevatel the base shahr. So Moshe writes, chayli beis and peites, that he thinks misvara, even though he says he can't prove it absolutely, that in this kind of a situation, where you have a very long mechitza, you wouldn't say Asi Avira here in the middle. M- Meaning, one way of looking at this is if I say Asi Avira, so then I take this Avira, this Avira, and I'm the Vat of the Beit Shar. But maybe I could say I should start over here and look at this Omeh, which is much vaster, and the Omeh of the Beit Shar, and that should knock out the Avira in the middle. So part of what this speaks to is if I have a clash between Omeh and Merubah and Asi Avira, then which one do I look at first? Do I invoke the Omeh and Merubah to get rid of this Avir, or do I invoke Asi Avir to get rid of this Omeid, and then I have the Pirsa Yasa Meyasa? So Rosha thinks it's Mistaber that if I have a long Mechitza, that I invoke Omeid Meruba rather than Asi Avira to get rid of this Avir. And he says he thinks that's the case logically because of the following scenario. So he says, I'll just use his numbers. He says, let's say we have a mechitza that begins with 1.5 amos of open space, and then you have 1 amma of omeid, and then you have another 1.5 amos of open space, and then you have another amma of omeid. Then you have another 1.5 amos of open space. And then I have 6 amos of omeid. Okay? So, if I start with Asi Avira over here, so then I basically have 4 amos of Avir, right? Because I make these two Avirs knock out this Omeid. So now I essentially have 4 Amos of Avir, and 1 Am of Omeid, and 1.5 Amos of Avir, and 6 Amos of Omeid. Right? And then I take the 4 and the 1.5 and knock out the 1. So now I have 6.5 Parets and 6 Omeid, and I have more parts than Omeid. Even though, when I look at the original picture, I had 8 amos of Omeid, and only 4.5 amos of parts. Right? And I could continue to go on like this. Let's say I have another 1.5 over here, and let's say I have 8 amos now. So if I kept on going, with the Asi Avira, so here I'd have let's say over here I had 7 amos of Avir and 12 amos of Omeid. But now my 7.5 amos of Avir and this 6.5 amos of Avir become 14 Right, so this becomes 14 plus this, this becomes 20 amos of Avir, which is more than the 12 amos of Omeid, even though in actuality, I have much more Omeid than parts. So Moshe thinks it's not logical in this kind of a situation to start with the Asi Avira and not the Omeid Ruba, because you're going to end up with a skewed situation where halakhically you have much more parts, even though in practice you have much more Omeid. So that's the extreme case of where Moshe says in the Sige case over here that you look at the Omeid Ruba before you look at the Asi Avira, and you're not levat of the Beit Shar only because of Asi Avira. Chazon Ish takes a different position here. Chazon Ish in Siman Samaches Os Aleph assumes that no, you could have something that's Omeid, what he calls Omeid Meruba b'mitzias and Paris Meruba Al Pidin. You could have a case where, in a Hanami, in practice, you have a lot more Omeid Meruba, but in Mitzias, you have Paris Meruba, in Din, you have Paris Meruba because of how Asi Avira skews the picture. Then finally, what the Mishnah Brura referenced that we just quoted in Shin Samach Beis Elif Nun, and what we briefly referenced a few moments ago in terms of Omer Ruv Mishnei Tzadim. So that seems to be there seem to be contrary indications in two sugyas how he passed on that shaila. Of Omer Ruv Mishnei Tzadim again, where you have 1.5 Omer here, 2 parts in the middle, and 1.5 omed here, where each omed is less than the parts in the middle, but the sum total of the two omeds is more than the parts in the middle. Right? That's omed ruv mishnei tzadim. So the maskana of the Gemara daf yud amid beis sounds like the sugya yud amid beis sounds like we do say omed ruv mishnei tzadim is omed. That's the Gemara that we saw together previously on the top of Yud Amud Beis. But the Gemara in Daf Tezayin Amud Beis in the Shesi Arif Sugya seems to reject this din of Omei Meruva Mishnei Stadim. And that's the Machlokas Mishonim Malacha. What are we actually passing? What's the bottom line? So the Agos Ashri in the name of the Or Zeruah, the Agos Ashri is in Simen Kaf Gimel in the Rush. The Ritva Tesayin with Beis as well. Hold that Lalacha Omei Ruv Mishnei Tzadim is Omeid, and that's what the Mishnah Brura quotes in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sifkatan Mem Hei. Shin Samach Gimel Mem Hei. Sorry, Shin Samach Beis Mem Hei. And then the Mishnah quotes the Yesh Omrim that argues. Who's the Yesh Omrim? The Rashba, Tethayin Amud Beis. If you look at the Sharasian here, Sukkot and Lamed, he quotes the Rishonim here on both sides of the issue. But the Mishnah Brura's Nitiya here is Lakula, and the Chazanish's Netiya is Lachumra, and Ome Meruva Mishnei Tzadim. Okay, just take a look. If you haven't seen it yet, the Mishnah Brura Sifkatan Mem Hei, and the Shaar Tzion Sifkatan Lamed. Okay, I think we'll stop now. And next time we're going to start with Pirtzos, talk briefly about Pirtzos Yesem Yeser, and then talk about Pirtzos the Karantzavis. I'll send you out Marmer Comics for that shortly. Okay, I like the ties on. Okay. It's nice for a gloomy day.